Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
How do I sneakily gather a list of Christmas gift ideas for my girlfriend?
Well, first and foremost, you should know your girlfriend and you should be asking good, high quality questions. So if you know her well, if you've taken the time to listen to her, and you know, the reality is women on average say about 8,000 words a day and guys tend to say about 2,000 words. And so if you ask good quality questions and you really care for your girl, you're going to want to know what makes her tick. You're going to want to know what makes her happy, what she's into, what she loves to do for fun, what her hobbies, what her interests are, what her dreams are. Women will mention these things. They'll mention, oh, we should go check out this restaurant. Or, oh, hey, we should go. My friends went to this resort over in the coast. Next time we go on vacation, we should go check this out. They had a great time. Look at these pictures of it.
Yeah.
And so when you see things like that, you make a mental note of it. Not because you're going to plan out every single thing of your life and tell her about it and put it on a schedule. But when you tell her, hey, we're going away this week. Oh, we're going. It was none of your damn business. Just get your cute little ass ready. Pack a suitcase. Bring a couple bikinis. Your flip-flops, and we're going to go where it's warm and there's water. And you get in the car, and he's like, where are we going? It's like, none of your damn business. Turn some music on. Let's go.
Yeah.
And you get in the car, and you go. And, you know, she's looking at the GPS, trying to figure out where you're going. And it's all part of the experience. It's all part of the anticipation of, you know, the week or two before you go, she doesn't know where you're going. And women are very curious like cats. And so that actually will turn her on. She'll become more curious. She'll come up with 15 different, you know, ways to try to get you to cave and tell her where you're taking her. And then you take her to some place that she mentioned once, like 6 months ago. And it means the world to her because she's like, I didn't even think you were listening.
Right.
And here it is. We're on vacation and I didn't know where you were taking me until we show up there, basically. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, till we got in a car and drove an hour to get to that bed and breakfast or the beach resort or the place in the mountains or whatever it happened to be.
Yeah.
And so if you care for your woman, you're going to ask questions. You're going to know what she likes. Yeah. And then she'll tell you if you ask her. And then you can surprise her later down the road. And, you know, why women appreciate those things, this shows you were actually listening. Because a big complaint that women have about most guys is, you never listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you surprise her with fun things, whether it's a restaurant or you buy her a dress that she was looking at when you happened to be in the mall and you totally surprise her with it on her birthday or Christmas or something, your anniversary or something like that.
Yeah.
And the shoes that she liked with it that fit perfectly in her size, she's going to be like, oh, my God, no guy's ever taking the time to actually give a shit. Those are the little things that show you care and you are listening.
Yeah, that's super thoughtful. It's just, it gives more in depth. And even when you see something that reminds you of her, that'd be nice as well. Like, hey, like this. But make it make sense, you know. If she doesn't like dark colors or like blacks and eyeshadows like that, don't get her something where she's like, how does this remind you of me? It doesn't make sense. But if she's like girly, you know, she likes cats and you saw a cat mug, like, hey, I thought about this, it reminded me of your cat at home, blah blah blah, she would love that. It would be super, like, just the tiny little things that you're like, oh, that was thoughtful. It doesn't have to be expensive, it doesn't have to be over, like, top notch. It could be like the tiniest little gesture. Girls are suckers for that.
So not a crumpled up $20 bill?
No. Unless there's like a weird
cash
writing. Like, no, definitely not.
Buy yourself something nice.
Here's a gift card. Buy yourself something nice.
Well, that would be nice too if it's a gift card. Here's $20.
Gift cards suck. So they're the worst ideas.
You like Starbucks here.
I never use them. I always end up giving them away. I have my family was here this weekend and like, we don't know what to get you. I can get you a gift card. It's like, if you give me a gift card, I'm giving it away to some. I never use them.
Yeah.
Every time I get gift cards, I just end up giving them away because I don't use them.
Why?
I just don't. It's a pain in the ass, especially when you get ones that have money on it. You got to call, you got to activate it, or you got to go online. It's like, I just want to be able to spend the money.
Give me
cash if you're going to do something like that. It's like, don't give me, because the other thing is when you look at the industry, the retail industry, the gift card industry as a whole, a big reason why every retailer and every business and restaurant uses those things is they know the majority of the people that buy those gift cards are never going to redeem them. They'll end up in the bottom of their drawer somewhere, and then, you know, they have expiration dates on it. If you don't use it, even though you paid them the money, they basically keep your cash for free. That's why it's a very lucrative profit center for the businesses that, that do the gift card thing. So, and plus the gift card shows no thought. But if your girl has been saying off and on for 6 months, oh, God, I could use a massage, or I want to get one of those, you know, hour and a half massages where they put the hot rocks on your back and they do the essential oils and the candles and all these different things. And then you go on a vacation somewhere and the resort where you're going to does all that stuff. And, you know, you could put a little card on it. It says, hey, you know, shows her appointment, or we're, hey, we're going to get a joint massage together. And so we'll both be in the same room. And she's like, oh, my God, I didn't think you were listening. The fact that you heard it and she told you it was important to her and all you really want to do is give it to her because she asked and you know it's important to her just because you want to see her light up. You want to see her smile. You want to see her get soft and feminine and submissive and get turned on so you can take her back to the hotel room and beat up her pelvis properly. And have many happy finishes together.
It's a little much, but yeah, that's the thought.
Everybody loves a happy finish.